The question of the day. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, Intentional Living. What is the point to marriage? What is the point to marriage? I heard the question this morning from one of the callers on our comment line, and it strikes me as an interesting question. I want to share that call with you in just a moment and invite you to call and tell me and America and the world on our podcast, what are the advantages of marriage? What are some of the advantages of being married in 2025? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center in our studios, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And the phone line is open to you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, 1970, 76.5% was the marriage rate. 76.5% of people got married, apparently, or were married. Today, now, 50-plus years later, 31%. Now, it doesn't mean that men and women aren't hooking up, because the fact is, cohabitation is up 15 times greater now than 1960. And as I was mentioning the team here, as a believer, we believe in marriage and the power of marriage. And that's why we want to hear some stories, just really gut honest, what have been the advantages of marriage? Maybe you're thinking, I haven't asked myself that question in a while. Good question. But when you look at 15 times greater cohabitation, a lot of things have changed in culture. We've got young people growing up and people growing up in families that were so dysfunctional, they probably question what's the point of marriage themselves. And I think the caller that left this question for me, her name is Summer from Alabama, and she's just gut honest. She's a 30-something young lady, and she's asking a really interesting question I thought I'd throw out to everybody today. Now, we're believers, followers of Christ. Come on. 90% of the time I spend my time on the radio is dealing with problems in marriage and family. And we got about a 40% failure rate in marriage. Anything that has a 40% failure rate, you should stop once in a while and question what's going on. Now, we know the basis of this, sin occurred, the book of Genesis, we see it. We see deceit and lying and blaming right there in the first few pages of Scripture in marriage. And so it is a challenge. We all know that if we've been married more than a minute. But I want you to answer this young lady's question. Take a listen.
I'm 35, and I've never been married, and I'm just kind of wondering what's the point of getting married. You know, I hear lots about problems and everything everybody deals with, and I mean, being single isn't always, I guess, happy, but it's better than being trapped in problems you can't handle. So I hear that you're pro-family, and I don't know. I don't think the single life is that bad anyway, but I just wonder, I'm like, what's the point?
Fair question. What is the point? What are the advantages? What do you say? Maybe you've been through challenges in your marriage. We all have. I think it strengthens us. But why marry? 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, thank you much. And by the way, right now we're preparing for a special campaign here starting in just, well, next week, and inviting so many new friends to come and join us. And I want to say in advance, thank you for standing with a ministry that's standing with you, standing on Scripture, standing on reaching people for Christ. And your help is needed today. You're joining us, $30 a month or more would be appreciated so much right now as you join us in support of the ministry. And you can do that by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. All right, live in the studio. The bell has rung and the lines are busy. And Summer, you asked the question, what is the point of marriage? Let's go. Jasper is first. Welcome, my friend. What's the point? What do you think for marriage?
The point of being married is, just like the vows say, is to have and to hold. Like, to be able to come home to someone that you can trust, to be able to get away from the world and know that there's someone that is still praying for you, even though you're going through the struggles in the outside of home. The point is to be able to be with someone that can tell you, hey, you're right, you're wrong, or indifferent, but at the same time, just because you're wrong, I still love you, I still care about you, and it doesn't matter what you do, I'm still going to be here with you and for you.
That's good. Is that what you experienced, Jasper?
Absolutely. I've known my wife for 12,410 days, and I'm the happiest man in the entire world.
Wow. How many of us know what anniversary coming up for a year, let alone what day it is? Good for you, Jasper. You said it well. All right. I hope you're listening to hear these comments coming in, Summer. The point of marriage. Let's go. Michelle, New Mexico, welcome. What's the point of marriage, do you think?
The point of marriage is it was God's design, and if we try to do it any other way, we're never going to be happy. Just like if we try and do life without God, there's always going to be that hole in our heart. I came from a long line of divorce and never wanted to be married, tried to do it for 13 years. My husband and I lived in sin, got married another 8 years, tried to do it apart from the Lord. We were together 21 years when it was almost over, and then we put God in the center. And today we are on our 38th year, and not today, but this year we're on our 38th year of being together. And without God being the center of it, you know, the Bible says two are better than one. It's God's design. And if you want your relationship to be blessed, you have to do it God's way.
So what do you think the advantage has been for you? It sounds like you've been up and down and challenged, and God, when you put God at the center, made a difference. Are you saying that your marriage has helped you grow spiritually, maybe?
Kind of both. I mean, we have to be aligned with God in order for our, you know, that vertical has to be lined up with God if that horizontal is going to work between my husband and I. And now because of those things lining up, we're able to, if I'm pleasing God, then it's easy, you know, and I go to God about the issues, then it's easier to work through those things with my husband.
Yeah, and I think that I think marriage has a way of sharpening the focus on our own faults and problems in our own life that we need to work on. When you have that close, intimate relationship as God intended in marriage, it's easy to look at our spouse and say, if they were like this or she was like that or this would change, everything would be happy. But for a wise person in a marriage is to say, God, I'm in this relationship, I'm in this marriage, teach me about me. Help me be a better man, be a better woman, a better partner in this relationship. And learning about ourselves and how we contribute or pull away from health in a marriage. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Great. Victoria in Michigan, what do you think the point of marriage is?
The point of marriage is definitely that when you go through life, there's times where we fall into ourselves, we get a little self-absorbed, we don't really think about what's going on around us because everything is just chaotic in life. Things happen that we just aren't prepared for, and decisions are made. And going through life with that person that is always thinking of you, always praying for you, always there for you, considering you and building with you, to have that trust and know that, like Jesus forgave our sins, this person too will forgive for anything and help build for everything.
Amen. All right. I hope you're listening, Summer, and others who are thinking about what's the point of marriage. By the way, my guess is every person calling today could tell you a story about days they wondered, is this marriage working the way it's supposed to be? Because that's the fallen nature of sin and the world in which we live. But we're just laying out there today, here's some advantages. Here's the plus of being married. You can join us. What are they? 888-888-1717. So I think that when we look at expectations in our lives, if we can, this is an intentional message, really is. If we can develop new goals when we're feeling disappointed and disillusioned, if we can have goals that are clearer, more realistic. Sometimes our goals are not what often referred to as a SMART goal, something that's specific and measurable and so on. We just have these wandering thoughts and ideas. But to get some new goals that would come from Scripture, new goals that would come from clarity of understanding God, new goals that would come from spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to minister in our lives to give us clarity. And secondly, to develop new strength. Man, that's tough, isn't it? What does the Scripture say about renewing our strength? The Lord renews our strength.
That's part of the featured lesson this month from our Intentional Living Ministry, our global ministry from Intentional Life Media, committed to helping everyone, you and me, to experience life the way God intended. And marriage is one of those things that certainly isn't for everybody, but I'll tell you what, it's a precious thing in God's sight. There's many positive things. And it's easy for me and others when we get into helping people to focus on all the problems, and there are plenty of them, to go around. But we want to stop and say, God, reveal to us again the advantages of this thing of marriage, even though it might be tough on some days. And you can join us. The question is, what's the point of marriage?
I'm 35, and I've never been married. And I'm just kind of wondering, what's the point of getting married? You know, I hear lots about problems and everything everybody deals with, and I mean, being single isn't always, I guess, happy, but it's better than being trapped in problems you can't handle. So I hear that you're pro-family, and I don't know. I don't think the single life is that bad anyway, but I just wonder, I'm like, what's the point?
All right. That's what you're going to hear. Let's go. Beth in Michigan, appreciate your call. What do you think the point is of marriage?
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Point of marriage. I listened to her question, and her question was talking about you're going to have problems. Well, you're going to have problems in life. Hmm. And marriage, you have somebody holding your hand and helping you through your problems and your day and your family issues, and you're not alone.
Yeah.
You have a helpmate, like Adam and Eve. You have somebody that's there with you through thick and thin, through life or not. Right now, my husband is husband's care right now. We're living the Plan B life.
Yeah.
But God is with us. God is with us through all of this. And he's done amazing, amazing answers to prayer.
Well, we pray for you. I know that's a very difficult stage for many people, for everyone who goes through it. And Beth, people will be praying for you. It's a reminder, you need someone. I think of the Bible passage in Ecclesiastes 4 that says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. And it's not just work, by the way. You know, that's part of it, though. Let's be honest. Two of you working together financially and with raising the kids and all, you know that that's can be easier if you're working together than trying to do it alone. Single moms and dads, you know that, listening. It can be difficult. And some of you married who feel like you're single and you're married. That's not what God intended. All right. Let me go to Stephanie. Thank you, Beth. Stephanie in Michigan. What do you think? This is the point of marriage.
Hey, so as you mentioned prior in Genesis, where God had begun everything, and that's kind of where everything stemmed from. But initially, when God created mankind in his image, and then from man, God created woman to be with man, and just finding that peace and then that middle with your spouse and having that balance with God as the forefront, because with God, he is everything, and my husband adores that I love God more than him, and it's what really supports our foundation.
How long have you been married, Stephanie?
7 months.
Just getting started. Well, good for you. Well, I hope as you listen today, you hear these stories, because it's easy for us to focus on the problems, and there are plenty of them. And by the way, if you're single, there's plenty of them. If you're married, there's plenty of them. If you're young, there's plenty of them. If you're old, there's... You get the point. There's problems. You're either in a problem, going into a problem, coming out of a problem. The question is, if you're married, the God's intention is you work together. Two are better than one. And I'll tell you what, it's a powerful thing. Companionship, love, service, we see that. And so I thought today, with all the negativity that can come when we focus on just the issues that are problems, today we just answer this dear listener, this 30-something caller, Summer, I think she said it was 34, who's single and saying, well, that's not all great, but I'll tell you what, I just want to know what the point is of marriage. A legitimate question. All right, let's keep going here. Jessica, you're in North Carolina. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What do you think? What's the point of marriage?
Well, I can relate to the girl, Summer. I'm from the South, and I've been single for a while. I've gotten comfortable and complacent, but to be honest, I did not know how many more memories and opportunities there are to make in holy matrimony. And God made it to be enjoyable and to be there for each other, unlike any other relationship you'll ever have outside of Jesus. And I agree with the lady in New Mexico. Ironically, that's where I moved to. But if you keep God, Jesus, Holy Spirit at the core, at the beginning, middle, and the end, you will always succeed, getting better every day together.
That's right. And you said you're single now, Jessica?
No, I've recently gotten married.
Oh, okay.
So it's beautiful.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope you... share the message. I hope today we break through, just this half hour can break through some of the feelings that people have from maybe from personal experience or from looking at others, that we can say that marriage isn't worth it. It is if it's done right, if it's done intentionally. And being married is a commitment. I think it's important. And we live in a culture today that's so easily thrown away. It's almost like the post-it note mentality to a relationship will stick as long as we stick, and when we don't, I'll just rip it off and move on. And it takes work. There's no question about it. All right, let's go here. Adriana in Michigan. What's the point of marriage, do you think?
Well, for me, I've also gone through a lot with relationship as well, but entering into that covenant with God is so important. And in this, the intention to be loved like God intended for us to be, and to just to be able to receive love as we can aside from God himself, that is the most important thing in life.
Is that happening? Are you married, and is that happening in your marriage?
I am not married currently. We are planning our wedding right now.
Oh, good for you. So do you have a good model? Do you, the people you know, your friends, marriage, what's, do you have this question? You know, what's the point? I know the younger generation is asking this question. Did that ever come up in your mind?
Yeah, it absolutely has. I mean, we have had kids together and things like that. So we kind of did things backwards. But just as I've gotten older and we've gotten ourselves involved in church and we are surrounding ourselves with the same God-minded people, and it has helped so much. Your environment takes a toll in a lot of your thinking, and if you just place yourself around people that encourage you and build you and make a difference in your life, then it's only going to help your relationship with God, and it has just been a beautiful experience for us.
And that's good. And as you pointed out, we can do it backward. Many of us do things in life backward, don't we? You know, instead of starting out with, hey, what is God's intention? That's the whole point of this ministry. We want you to, starting today, to say, hey, if we've done things backward, if I've done things backward, how in the world can I start living my life the way God intended today? And that's a powerful thing. God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us, Adrienne. I'm glad you're listening in Michigan. Let me go to Randy in Michigan. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very well. Thank you. What do you think? What's the point of marriage?
Well, you know, like I was telling the guy just not too long ago, I go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where it says it allows for greater focus on serving the Lord without the distractions of marriage and family responsibilities. That's a person that it's speaking to who wants to stay single.
Mm-hmm.
And a single person is great if that's their sole purpose in focusing on God and doing the work for the Lord. But if the purpose of staying single is what's worth it, it's not worth it to me. The thing is, when two people are joined together in the sight of God and work their relationship together, they not only grow stronger in themselves, but they grow stronger in God. And by doing that, they're able to show not only the children that they're raising, but able to show that in their church, in their community, and being able to show that there's something greater.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage is true. It's hard. It's something you have to work at because you're joining two people together with two different personalities that has to learn to be able to work together and compromise.
Amen. And listen, there are some people, frankly, let's just be really, I want to be really honest with you guys. I've been around this long time, helping families, counseling, doing all these things. Some of you should take a big, big, deep breath before you decide to get married. Because you're not either mature enough, you haven't learned enough, your decision-making isn't good, you're involved with the wrong kind of people, for them and for yourself, and take your time. Marriage in and of itself isn't the answer. It's marrying the right person and becoming the right person in that marriage. And that's part of this process. And when the scripture says it's not good to marry, it is talking about complete service. And some people you've made that decision. And, you know, sometimes we can be so preoccupied with other things that if we choose to get married, listen, that becomes the priority and can impact these other things in your life. And so making that decision with God's direction and good counsel is a powerful thing. Blue is on the line, Arizona. Hi, Blue. Appreciate your call. What do you think, the point of marriage?
Well, let me give you a little information before I give you my point. My name is Blue. I'm 56 years old. Me and my wife have been married 19 years yesterday. We started out in a life of sin, and we went through some moments of addiction in our marriage, long moments. I shouldn't say moments, just seasons of addiction, to where it almost destroyed our marriage. And there was a point that my wife started going to church, and then I started going. Then we started going to Celebrate Recovery together. We went through recovery together. I'm 8 years sober and she's 19 years sober. Our marriage is stronger than it's ever been. Iron sharpens iron, and that is, amen to that.
That's right.
And also, you have a built-in accountability partner at this point, you know, to bounce things off you, to correct you when you're steering the wrong direction. And we celebrate our victories and our challenges together. You know, and monogamy, you know, having one person that you're loyal to that you can count on.
Powerful. These are things that we should, you know, in our culture today, to hear some of the things that have been said this half hour can be an aha moment to somebody. I never thought of that. That's not the way I've been taught or that my experience what we've had here are people who have said, we've had problems. Some of us started out backward, but got it all straightened out. We're heading in the right direction. And it's a beautiful thing. And it is when it's done God's way. Like most things, when it's done God's way. Much easier than when we choose to do it ourselves. All right, Teresa in Arizona, appreciate your call. How do you answer the question, what's the point of the marriage?
Well, I think it's a great question, and I understand where she's coming from in asking it. But I would also ask, you know, the bigger question really is, what's the point in life? Mm-hmm. to life? Because if you're asking the question, what's the point of marriage, where are you coming from? Like, what's the point in your life? Because marriage is not going to solve whatever meaning you might be looking for or whatever vacancy is in your life. And I was single for a long time. I didn't get married until I was in my mid-40s. So if you're not ready to get married, like you said, don't get married. Mm-hmm. But it, more people than not are called to be married, I believe. It's very few people that can really live a single or are called to live a single life, especially women. I believe that. And if you're living a single life, also, what does that really entail? Does that mean living together? It's, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's, yep. Like, are you, how single are you? So, and the other thing for me was, I was very terrified of getting married because I did not really, I saw a lot of bad marriages, you know, in families and friends. And I'm like, dang, you know, I knew I was not ready. I knew I was like, I don't know if I'll ever be ready. I don't know if I could ever handle that. But I didn't know the Lord then. So I think part of it is, you know, seeing examples, the models of good marriages and couples who, you know, as imperfect as they are, they love each other and they speak respectfully of one another. And when I saw that, and that was a big turning point for me.
All right, there it is. Summer, my dear, you asked the question, what's the point of marriage? I hope the 12 or 15 calls we got in here in a half hour sort of answered that for you. There's always a challenge. Never perfect. People aren't. But there's certainly a beautiful point to marriage when we give God the glory for it and we get the benefit from it. Okay? All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to continue to talk about marriage coming up next Monday. And we're going to talk about the one thing that you're all doing in your marriage to have it be as God intended. So I hope you'll join us for that. We'll be back again tomorrow with another show that I think will encourage you on family relationships and how to have an intentional family and intentional life in Christ. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. Thank you for your prayers and support. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.